Theirs was the enlightened view, and they had nothing but disdain for the people who refused their culture and philosophical speculations. And the naturalist will do the same thing with your children if you don't disciple them. Sixth, Priscilla, Aquila, and Apollos. Now I'm speaking to you ladies here. Priscilla and Aquila were a married couple. And in Acts 18, verses 24 to 28, we read of one Apollos, an educated man, an eloquent man, and mighty in the scriptures, who had been instructed in the way of the Lord. He had been discipled, but imperfectly. Priscilla and Aquila heard him speak in the synagogue, and they took him aside and explained the word of way of God to him more accurately. In verse 28, we read that he vigorously and publicly was refuting the Jews, proving from the scriptures that Jesus was and is the Messiah. Now, Priscilla and Aquila are at least partly responsible for that victory because they informally discipled Apollos. All right, proposed solutions to the problem. The first solution is one of mindset. Because of a false view of clergy laity, average Christians are content to let the pastor do it. They have no sense of their own calling to minister in the name of Jesus, and they pay others to do it. This fits in diabolically with the present generation's flight from responsibility. Now, it's true that we're not to multiply teachers unnecessarily. James warns, "Let not many of you become teachers, my brothers, knowing that we shall receive a stricter judgment," in James 3:1. Nevertheless, there is a place for teaching in an informal sense, such as was done by Aquila and Priscilla. 1 Thessalonians 5:14 says, "We exhort you, brothers," not just the pastoral staff. "We exhort you, brothers, warn those who are unruly, comfort the faint-hearted, uphold the weak, be patient with all." Every new believer deserves to have an older, mature believer befriend him, answer his questions, and ensure that he is on the right track. The secular world has taken this concept up, and it is called mentoring. It is currently in vogue. It might not be next year. I submit to you that they have taken a Judeo-Christian concept and appropriated it for themselves. Ordinary believers need to adopt the mindset that part of the service, part of their calling as Christians, all Christians are called, not just the clergy, all Christians are called. And part of their service is to disciple. If they can do it, they need to disciple new believers and help them and strengthen them. You cannot disciple people from the pulpit. You can exhort them, you can encourage, you can comfort, you can edify, but you disciple people one-on-one. Dawson Trotman used to share this poem from Edgar Guest. "I'd rather see a sermon than hear one any day. I'd rather one would walk with me than merely show the way." Okay, what do we do? The second solution is one of training. We need to have a concept of what true discipleship is, and this lecture has been one step in that direction. The whole New Testament is a discipleship manual, and it's intended to encourage and strengthen new believers. Don't just start with Paul. Go back and start with Jesus and see how he was discipling the disciples. Once you begin to understand what biblical discipleship is, you need to start discipling others one-on-one and in small groups. These people need to understand that their training is not an end in itself, but a means to a larger end. The day will come when each of these will be discipling others, including their own children. One problem comes when the next generation comes along. If you don't disciple, this next generation is going to conclude that discipleship is not important. You have a tendency to parent as you have been parented. Now, we've got people who are latchkey kids. This has chilling implications for the children of the latchkey children. But they say sometimes that orphans make the best parents because they try to give their kids the same things, the things that they lack. So you can turn it around. And you're not orphaned spiritually. You can turn it around in the power of the Holy Spirit. The key to effective evangelism is not in teaching evangelism classes to immature believers, but in discipling these people to maturity. Then they will naturally do evangelism. Backslidden Christians and carnal and immature believers are not going to evangelize. Spiritual fruit demands a spiritual root. You will get evangelism out of believers who have been properly discipled to maturity. You cannot stamp them out ye Southern Baptists, on cookie-cutter programs. These people in the early church were brought to maturity by people who loved Christ more than they loved themselves, and you can do no less. Where would Timothy have been without Paul? Where would Peter have been without Jesus? Where would Paul have been without Barnabas? We can't afford to let another generation bring itself up spiritually. In conclusion, I want to read a quote. The die has been cast. The decision has been made. I have stepped over the line. I won't look back, let up, slow down, or back away. My past is redeemed. My present makes sense. My future is secure. I'm finished and done with low living, sight walking, small planning, smooth knees, colorless dreams, tamed visions, mundane talking, cheap giving, and dwarfed goals. I no longer need preeminence, prosperity, position, promotions, plaudits, or popularity. I don't have to be right, first, tops, recognized, praised, regarded, or rewarded. I live by faith, lean on His presence, walk with patience, live by prayer, labor with power. My face is set. My gait is fast. My goal is heaven. My road is narrow. My way is rough. My companions are few. My guide is reliable. My mission is clear. I cannot be bought, compromised, detoured, lured away, turned back, deluded, or delayed. I will not flinch in the face of sacrifice. I will not hesitate in the presence of the adversary. I will not negotiate at the table of the enemy. I will not ponder at the pool of popularity or meander in a maze of mediocrity. I won't give up, shut up, let up till I've stayed up, stored up, prayed up, paid up, spoken up for the cause of Christ. I must go till He comes, give till I drop, preach till everyone knows, and work till He stops me. And when He comes for His own, He will have no problem recognizing me. My banner is clear. I am part of the fellowship of the unashamed. This was written by a Zimbabwe pastor. It was in the desk drawer of a young pastor who was martyred for the cause of Christ. He was killed in Zimbabwe. I do not know his name, but one thing that I do know, that man was a disciple. And that needs to be multiplied in this generation. Thank you.
Definitely. Thank you so much to be here at the front afterwards to greet folks. Let's stand for the benediction. And now, Father, send us out to make disciples of all the nations by baptizing them, teaching them to observe all that You commit us. May disciples be multiplied from those here in this room. For the glory of Jesus Christ, we ask it in His name. Amen.